Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, hi guys.
Hey.
Again, a little slow one, Miles. Is that how you're feeling today?
No, I'm all right.
How's everyone? Tom's back, TPO.
Been in America.
Well done.
Thank you.
Have.
I don't know, thank you.
Yeah.
Go on then, fill us in. How was the week?
Every
really detail.
Good. Every detail.
Yeah. What time did you land? What car did you have?
Monday. What was it? Road trip.
What was your favourite bit? Grand Canyon?
Probably just driving about. Seeing the
the
fucking desert, you know.
Just taking it all in.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Just turn. We drove through this place called Oatman, which is like on the way from Vegas to the Grand Canyon. We took a little like hours detour to go through it, and you're driving through like literally nothing. Made sure we did it in the day because like at night it was just fucking.
What's it called? Oatman.
Oatman, yeah. About 100 people live there.
Jesus Christ.
Donkeys just roam the street. What are you trying to think of?
Great for
I was joking. Like his brain is open.
Wholemeal. Takes every fibre of your being to go through at night.
No, it was good. So just like stuff like that went through. Do you know what I mean? Just like mad places, if you get me.
What's that genre of music called? Blues.
Oh, Blue Eyed Soul.
I can't remember, you know, it's like proper American.
It's like Blue Velvet, that kind of thing.
Yeah, what is it? Or Summit Grass, what's it called?
Bluegrass.
Oh, Bluegrass.
Is it Blue? Yeah, it's like our next album.
Dude comes out of the banjo.
Lap Steel.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a guy playing guitar in this like bar there and stuff. We stayed at this place called Williams, which was like the closest place to the Grand Canyon, and we got the train from the Grand Canyon Railway. It was proper Hogwarts.
Class.
Express. Boss.
Cozy.
Yeah, got, you know what I mean? Just explored. It was good.
You're a fan of the pod now, aren't you, Tom?
I listen to the podcast as a fan. laughing my head off in the chateau while I'm on.
Love that.
Yeah, it was well done, guys.
Thank you.
Good.
Chateau Marmont.
You can sit out with you now.
Yeah. Cheers. My work's done. Yeah. I'll just let you guys do it. But no, it was good. Because when you're doing it, you can't really hear it as a fan, can you?
No, you can't.
The same way as listening to music. You've spent hours editing it.
Thank you.
Like you don't want to listen to
your own voice as well. You weren't listening to your voice. You could only hear.
And you don't know what's coming. Like
no.
Obviously when we've done it, like we've been in the room, you don't listen to it back. You're like, oh, I remember we talked
expect
about that.
It.
You don't know where it's going. And like, yeah, it's funny.
Well, there we go. Yeah. What would you rate the podcast out of 10?
10.
There we are.
It was fucking bosh.
There
we
are.
Did you leave
it? I put it on. You know when you've had a shower and you're having a little drink before you go down to the bar, boss vibe.
Great.
Watching Home Alone on like American telly.
Nice.
And I stuck it on actually then. I downloaded the video of it before it was out because obviously we had the link.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
We transfer.
So I downloaded it, but I didn't get to finish it before I went out. So then I woke up in the morning, I was like, I want to put it on and finish it.
Oh, nice. Oh, nice that.
Did you leave a review?
No, because I didn't listen to it officially.
Oh, yeah.
I had an illegal link.
We need people to start reviewing and leaving.
Well, they used to review it.
Yeah, no, they do. No, I'm saying encouraging people to do it again.
Like, so podcasts are like, for all the hundreds, thousands of listens we only get a handful of subscribers.
Yeah, that's what it's like.
It makes a difference if you subscribe.
Fucking does.
Does it?
Yeah, no, it actually does. It starts putting you in the charts and stuff like that. So please like it.
I saw that.
Can't show it to the camera or out them.
Oh, no, it's a bit snide.
Yeah.
Okay.
Funny. Oh, yeah, I know.
What's that on?
How are you guys? I'm having deja vu here.
Time as well. I mean, we have been in this situation quite a few times, haven't we?
But no, but I feel like specifically this. I feel like I went away.
Maybe you're a ghost.
Came back.
Maybe.
Yeah, it feels like it was this time last year as well.
Well, we've not really seen much of each other, have we?
No, I see.
We went to see CMAT.
Yes, I'm going.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah,
it was really good. Really good.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, shit. I suppose the last podcast was that night, wasn't it? The day before.
Yeah, it's nice. If you think about it, though, from we rehearsed for festival season, didn't we?
Yeah.
Festival season, was in and out of the studio a couple of times, then was making demos, then released a single which required a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Then rehearsed for America. Like, we haven't stopped being in each other's company since, like,
kind of naturally every year, December, if we're not on a fucking tour, seems to be like a quiet time for us to recharge the batteries and spend a bit of time at home and just do bits and bobs.
Weirdly, you sort of need that, don't you? Sometimes you need that little bit of a
just a little pause.
I mean, mainly as well, because we've mentioned how many tunes we've got for the next album, but you think there's a bit more in the tank.
The last burst, yeah. Mm. And I usually write a lot around Christmas from my memory.
So we've said that we're not going to sort of come into the yard. We're just going to sort of do the podcast and then just have a bit of a
chilled one.
Let Tom gather some information.
Gather his bluesgrass album.
And then we'll probably come back in January, maybe. Or maybe.
You know, smash it. You know what does my edit?
Miles does my edit. Fucking you. Yeah, you got someone who does your editing?
It fucking does my head in this.
Go on.
It really does my head in. And I'm trying to think on like a moral standpoint. It's not fucking intense, but it's not. I think there should be a better system for this.
Right.
First of all, because it's not the people's fault. It's the system's fault. So I was at Co-op the other day.
Mm-hmm. As was I.
About 9:30. So it's getting
morning
towards.
Or night.
AM or PM?
PM. PM.
PM.
It's getting towards the end of the day. I needed a few bits and bobs, which actually goes into my next part of this. Anyway, I was in the queue, got my bits and bobs that I needed. And it was a rather large queue.
Mm. So wait, so you want self-checkout? Or are you
No, there is no self-checkout at this one. So there's one person on.
It's the one in Great
Mall. One person doing the face up and all that, which you got to do.
Mm.
So there's about three people in front of me. First
Chris
person.
Marsden.
Yeah, yeah. He's moved to Sainsbury's now.
Has he?
First person go, has like, say, a pint of milk, nice and quick. Two people in front of me. The next person has like a few snacks, few bits and bobs. Yeah. Take like a minute. They go, all good. Person in front of me has a few bits and bobs, like a pint of milk, some bread for the morning. Sound. I'm like, I'm gonna continue. I'm gonna be next. Then can I have three number nines and two number 11s? Does my fucking head in.
Scratch
cards in a queue.
Why?
Because then adds on.
Yeah. So then there's a load of faff. The key's underneath somewhere because it's the end of the day. You have to call someone else over. I'm stood there literally with fuck all, probably like a chocolate bar, do you know what I mean? And then they open the scratch cards, proceed to do the scratch cards
in front of
fuck
you.
Off.
In front of me.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
That's too far.
Then cash them in. Can I have another number 11 and two number 9s?
Nah.
I'm stood there
that's
like,
inappropriate, that.
That's fucking that's
I'm stood there like, fucking am.
That'd
do my fucking head.
It's been like probably like 5 minutes, you know what I mean? But it's long enough.
That's,
isn't it?
In a queue, that's fucking ages.
That's do you know what?
I was annoyed. I was even the whole scratch card thing annoyed me. But then doing it in front of you.
Yeah, that'd do. Do you know what? They should be on. You know the 20p.
Are you the scratch card?
No, I'm just gonna say like.
You look scratchy.
I've had a couple of scratches, winning scratch cards in point. No, like. Heavy amount, like fivers and quids here and there, and I've been in a queue of people thinking I can't hold up this queue for them to give me the winnings, if you know what I mean.
Scratch card
I've bottled
etiquette.
It I've gone I'll do it again and I've just left them in the
car. I found £23 worth of winning scratch cards in my bag from 3 years ago.
Sweet.
Expired.
I just won and I just put them in my bag and never got it. It's like
I enjoy a little scratch card. I enjoy a bet don't
yeah
I,
you do
well.
You like a little flutter, don't you?
Nothing heavy, but
we won in Vegas.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you put it on the chat, didn't you?
On roulette. Obviously you're there, you've got it's like when in Rome, innit, sort of thing. We're not gamblers by any stretch, never, do you know what I mean? Katie's never put a bet on in life, but she had like, you know when you've been away on holiday before and you've saved up your like currency.
Yeah, so you've got a few.
So Katie
few
had
notes.
Like this like little envelope of saved
dollars.
Up currency and it was like $60 from like years ago.
Yeah.
So we're like, fuck it, we'll put the $60 on on the
was it from the wedding? Because you got dollars for your wedding. Cause you got...
No, I can't even remember where it's from. Just one of them.
On black or red?
No. We played the board.
As you spread it across.
Cover it in 11.
Obviously, because it's in Vegas, you can't... You know, when you're in Davy Putt, you can put a quid on, can't you?
Yeah,
Davy
yeah.
Davy Putt, Vegas.
That's a contrast. That's the name of the fucking... you can't...
For those people who don't know who Davy Pluck is, it's a bookmaker's on the A6 in Great Moor. It's an independent thing.
Is it not across the country?
No, I thought it was a chain. Is it not?
It's his own thing, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not a franchise.
I thought it was.
David William Hill. This is the same thing as that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No way. I thought David Pluck was...
That's class, isn't it? But obviously, you've got buy-ins in Vegas. So the minimum... So you have to buy in.
Yeah, yeah.
25... No, the minimum you can put down per round is 25... US
so that's the smallest chip is 25.
Yeah, but you get 25.
You can distribute it.
The minimum you can put is 5 of 25.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
can spread 5 and that's your minimum. You can put up to 10 grand if you had it.
Yeah, yeah.
People were turning up, just losing hundreds and hundreds of pounds.
We were mental, like,
so Katie's never played before. We had a butcher's round looking at how it works.
Butchers.
So I explained, do you know what I mean? She watched a few and she was getting a bit like interested in it. I was like, and she watched this old woman come and spread a few numbers and then win. So Kate was like, right, that's what I'm... Because I'm like quite gung-ho. I was like, put it all on black for a laugh. Yeah. And she's like, no, I'm going to spread it. But obviously, she only had... From the 60, we split it in half, say like 30 and 30 sort of thing. So we had like 6... I'm getting too technical here. $5 worth of chips times 6. Do you know what I mean? So we had 6 spots to put it across.
More chances, essentially.
Yeah, so but it's 6 in 37 on that board because he's... 0 and 00 plus 30, blah, blah. 38. You got a 6 in 38 chance of winning, which is not big, is it really? Do you know what I mean?
No, the house always wins.
Did she spread it on numbers that were personal to her?
No, she just did a gut, like randomly. So she puts on like 21, 18, fucking 1. But
red 19 was my one.
I kept saying that. Yeah, yeah. So it span the first time and one of the numbers come in. But obviously you win loads more because we had 5 at 5 on that. I so you see. Win 5 times 36. So we got like $200 straight away.
Straight up.
She kept doing that and we got it to like 800 quid.
And then just pulled out.
She kept winning. And I was like, you do realise this isn't normal.
Yeah.
Like it's very, very, the chances are slim to get what you're doing. This guy turned up, just lost it all.
Yeah.
And she kept going... I had a few goals lost. I was like, you just do it. You've obviously got beginner's luck. She kept doing it and it just kept winning. And I was like, we got to like 750. I was like, let's tap out now.
Yeah.
And just took it.
Leave it on a high.
Did you spend your winnings?
$800? $800, yeah. So we just paid for us in Vegas. Like, hotel and that.
That's the way to do it, though.
Anyway, I can't remember. Someone else was talking about something else. It just reminded me of that.
Just scratch cards.
Well, I would say
similar vibe.
I think the way to do it is they should be on like, you know, the 20p machines that used to like get sweets from, or like a bouncy ball or something shit like that.
Yeah,
scratch cards should be on stuff like that. You know, like a system there, like its own thing.
Surely there could be an automated system for scratch cards now.
But then it's like you could say the same if you need to top up your gas and electric. It's all like you need someone to operate it in some way. Once you get people robbing scratch cards, so I get it, but I feel as though sometimes like the etiquette should be known, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Scratch card etiquette.
A lot of people don't have social etiquette though, do they?
I quite like scratch card etiquette being the name of the pod.
Scratch card etiquette.
Speaking of the co-op, I was in there last night just again.
Sorry,
it was Sunday, wasn't it? And I got to the point I was like, fucking hell, nowhere's open. Like even the big Tesco in Stockport now, it used to be 24 hours.
I thought that was 24 hours.
10 o'clock it closes.
That's where we used to go for booze. When
5
we
on a Sunday.
I think it's open.
Yeah, no, it is. Oh. I think it's 20. It's not 24/7. I think.
No, it's shut. Yeah, it was fucked. So anyway, I went in. This guy was. It reminded me because you used to work at that very cop. It's one by the college.
Yeah.
And this dude comes in. There's a bit of a faff with the, I think it was like the manager of the store or something, and. He had like a massive fucking like bag from elsewhere. I don't know what it was, just like a random plastic bag with loads and loads of meat in it. And she was like, what are you doing? He was like, oh, I just couldn't be arsed getting a basket. Like whilst edging towards the door. Do you know what I mean? With a bag full of meat. And
didn't you left. Apprehend somebody?
I think we spoke about this before. Spoke about before when I wrestled someone for meat. Looking back, you know, they want meat.
It's harsh, isn't it?
It's a really difficult
cost of living and stuff like that.
Well, this is fucking hell. Jesus Christ, fucking food in America. Do you know what I mean? How expensive is it there? Crazy, isn't it?
Next level.
is next level, isn't it?
He's getting fucking casino.
Similar to so this just leads me on to my next part of that whole experience, which
sorry, they give you free drinks in the casino, by the way.
Yeah,
alcoholic.
Yeah, because they want to keep you drinking.
Yeah, of course.
They do. That's just a side note.
It's a loss leader, isn't it?
Continue.
So, as
is that you on bass? Is it
being Weir Mill, that, isn't it? A lot to answer for, Weir Mill.
Yeah,
some of our best work.
No, it's going to be apartments soon.
As I was stood there getting annoyed, she didn't even fucking win anything, and she was on the phone. It was a fucking fella giving a fucking like get number two, number three. Yeah, yeah. So that annoyed me. Anyway, so I stood there, and it was December the 31st. Sorry, fuck me. Hello. November the 31st. 30th. Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, I've not got an advent calendar because we've got one for the dog. Emily's got one. And every year she's like, you need an Miles. Advent calendar.
Oh,
and
I'm you
like,
didn't have one?
Well, no, because aww. I didn't. I'm never really asked until I don't have one.
Yeah.
And then they're FOMO. All gone. So I'm stood there, and
advent
I'm like,
calendar FOMO.
I'm annoyed. I don't have an advent calendar. I've remembered I don't have one. I go like this, and there's one there.
Boss.
The last one. It's what, not hard, is
what
it?
Was it? Oh, in the co-op.
In the co-op.
What was
nice.
It? What was it? Yeah. Yeah.
What did you go for?
When I say the last one, I didn't look anywhere for one, so it probably wasn't, but I looked somewhere right, and it was on the there. Shelf there. Yeah, the last one on the rack. It was a lint one.
Oh, fucking hell.
12 quid, but
it's gone up.
I didn't even know lint did.
Fucking
lint.
Yeah.
Fucking sound.
You're big, posh. You
get
know.
A big fucking teddy bear in that. You know what I mean?
Wow. You're posh. You
is that on the 25th?
Yeah, yeah. Teddy Christmas bear, yeah. Day. Yeah.
Right. So, do you know what? I ate advent calendars.
No, 24th. Stop.
24th.
Don't you see? You know,
sometimes you can get 25th.
It does my fucking head in when they stop on the 24th.
Is it because you get all your other presents?
No, tight. It's fucking stingy bastards. So, fucking, I want it up to the day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's mainly the chocolate shite in advent calendars, isn't it?
I used to love the tack, you know, having to peel a bit of paper back.
Yeah,
the foil.
Yeah, that's my foil.
When I was a kid, that was like the best thing ever.
Yeah,
think how easily fucking impressed you were. Like that is. To be fair, I still get impressed by random shit. To be fair, so.
That's nice though, isn't it? I like that.
Dog advent calendars, Maggie's. Shout out to them.
Yeah,
really good.
Nice. Yeah.
No, she's been, Alison's been doing all the bits and bobs.
Talking
for that.
Of dogs and Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell, yeah.
It's George ate 5 mince pies last night. Fuck.
So
me.
We got back, me and Tom got back from City.
I'm assuming they're not well, supposed we had to eat them.
Raisins are poisonous for
me
dogs.
Me and Tom had a fucking bit of a West night last night anyway.
Yeah.
But.
Not that way. Just like.
Just one of them where you decide, this is what the fuck are we doing here? Basically, should we talk through the night from City?
Really quickly.
Yeah, watch City. Obviously, great game. Should have won, I think. We didn't. Blah, blah, blah.
See, City kindly invite us to the fancy bit.
Yeah.
Sit in like a nice box.
Did you go in
lovely.
The box we went in last week?
Yeah, yeah. It's always,
obviously,
yeah.
You meet different
Joe's
people
box.
In the box.
Cardboard.
Because City invite...
No, I mean the one after.
No.
No.
Right.
The Puma box. Not this time. No. Is that where you went?
Yeah, we went in the Puma box. Yeah.
Fucking Umbro box there, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Pumping. I was off the sauce, so I was like, no. So we were... You meet people in the box, don't you? Because they have different... They work with the players, they do the decorating for the players, blah, blah, blah. So we met this lad and he was like...
He's a nice guy, Sam. Yeah. We were going out and then he was like, oh, what are you doing now? And I was like, to be honest, we always walk down the canals. Do you know what I mean? It's the way we've always...
We
used to do it when we had a season ticket. We liked doing it. And he was like, nah, don't be fucking daft. The car's outside.
I'll give you a lift.
Give you a lift into Manchester. Sound, nice. Actually. In the car.
Goes, thank you.
Fancy come for a drink? Just one a little nightcap before you get off. And we were like, yeah, fuck it. Go on then. Go for a little bev. So like, hey, I'll just go meet Ricky Hatton.
So as like, you do.
All right. Class. Yeah, exactly. That sound. So yeah, just went into a pub. Ricky Hatton was in there. It's a good little laugh. Me and sound. Tom got an Uber.
Pub?
Driving home in taxi, absolutely fine. I get out first. See you later, Tom. Get a text and Tom on the family chat.
No, while I get home, Katie's on a works do.
Yeah.
On the piss in Manchester. So I'm like going back. You know what I mean? Look at this. See how George is. He's been left a couple of hours.
Oh.
Get in there. Don't spot it straight away. And then go into the kitchen for like a drink or something. And then I was like, there's like a packet on the floor.
Evidence.
Events, jeez. Yeah. So then I realised what it was. We'd been in Didsbury earlier on and we got these, because Katie had a meeting with one of her mates, blah, blah, blah. And we got some nice mince pies from Gail's Bakery.
Nice.
Oh,
which
nice.
People rave about.
We're going to get so much shit, there's.
Yeah.
I'd never been.
Flying business, going it's to Gail's right, Bakery. No, I'm only joking. It's nice, nice, nice.
That was
nice,
the bread
nice,
I used for your sandwiches.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Lovely.
So obviously we were in there. Do you know what? It was, shout out, Katie's mate Sonia. She's got a salon in Didsbury. Brandon Mayhair, and she was like a bit rough. So she was like, "We go Gales." She was running a bit late. We go Gales and pick us up a coffee. So yeah, we went and got the coffees. And while we're in there, nice mince pies. Like, fuck it,
boss, yeah,
get some for Christmas. Yeah, a couple of them. Boss, in a little packet, six of them.
You were gonna do the trees, weren't you? Of like a mince pie.
Yeah, and do like a little Christmas vibe. But obviously, Katie's rushed off to work on the works due. Left them on the side in like the middle of the island, which they shouldn't be. George should not be able to get him. Anyway, get back and he fucking had a money. So he's at like five of them. Fuck, so I'm googling it and it's like one of the worst. It's like your dog dies and I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake. Obviously, that's like the most extreme end of the spectrum. Or some people are like, it's fine. Your mum's like, he'll be fine. He's got the constitution of an ox. So I'm like, I'll just take him anyway.
Yeah.
So they had to go and make him sick and he spewed up the thing. Obviously, emergency vet.
Bless him.
I'm in there like one in the morning.
Bless him. Jesus.
Jet lagged. Obviously, you're not arsed because it's your dog and he can do anything.
Probably did well for you, actually. Probably, I said you needed something like that to kick the jet lag out.
Yeah. So,
needed some fear of death.
That's no, but do you know when you've got jet lag though and you're home? I was doing it the first week, right? And I was on the sofa and like,
watching
four,
the telly,
4 o'clock,
like,
watching, and then like 4 o'clock, and then I'm like, open my eyes, it's like fucking R5, you're like, I need to fucking get out and like keep myself awake here to beat this jet lag.
I'm struggling getting up still a little bit.
Oh, yeah, just a little bit harder.
Dead early.
The other way.
Oh, yeah. I've not been back as long as
that's
you.
It's the other way around. I feel
groggy in the morning.
Can't get up early.
I feel, I've got a really bad back issue on, like,
prize me out of bed.
Fucking look like all those now. Morning.
Yeah, that was just a side Christmas.
Oh, night. Yeah. That's fucking.
He's all right now, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
You've not got any. But at least, enjoyed
the sound. Yeah, he spewed it up and he was like fucking sweet straight away afterwards. I'm like, he'd go again. Do you know what I mean?
Tom was sending videos of him like going to the car, like sniffing out food and stuff like that. He's like, fucking
just been
fucker.
Made sick.
Do you know what I mean? It just cost me like fucking
just,
500
just loves
quid.
Grand, doesn't he?
But I worked out the mint. It was £100 a mince pie.
Why?
Because it costs 500 quid. It's emergency vet.
Is it not?
Pies.
He's not covered on insurance for anything.
It is. Yeah, we can claim back.
Claim back.
Oh. But yeah. Oh, okay. But yeah, that's the price.
That's the price.
Fucking really expensive at Gales mince pies.
Yeah.
Deck the halls with dog vomit.
Yeah.
You know what? If there'd have been cheap mince pies, he probably would have been a lot worse off.
I was thinking, I was like, at least it's good gear. That organic fucking raisins and shit. Yeah. Anyone?
Josh, did you watch Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Might as well go into it.
Here we go.
Fred again.
I can't stop it. Okay, you get us again.
I just wanted to listen to more than once.
Josh on remand.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that
made me fucking piss out loud. That was the best bit.
Out loud.
Honestly, that was fucking howling.
Piss out loud.
Various offences. Just go round to places and review that. Genius.
Yeah, well, that's good.
That's good, that. So buckle up for another really interesting review.
Go on.
I'm leaning into that now because I know how stupid it is. But, you know, I'll just go straight into
it. Man.
Why the fuck not? So this one, I was quite impressed with myself with this one here, because I don't really, obviously, hence why I have this section is I'm not...
versed.
Yeah, well versed on...
Could be versed.
You know...
Bratversed.
Going to the pictures and what have you.
Jeff versed.
But Josh Bratversed.
In a hearse.
Soon.
that was the one of the harshest exchanges.
Sorry, Josh, go on.
It's all right. Used to it. So I noticed
in between us
one of the very first shots is my man in like the old Western thing in the old
set.
When
DiCaprio shooting.
Yeah.
And you notice the bloke falls when he falls off the roof. I noticed the scream. I was like, and it's the Wilhelm scream. I don't know if you know about this.
Oh,
I thought you might know about it.
Like Foley.
Yeah, but it's like a. You know about it.
It's the OG one, isn't it?
It's like used in. Like all the old Star Wars things. I only know because.
It was like the 40s or 50s in old Western. Yeah,
James Blake's got a tune named after it.
So, to be fair, I didn't know that's what it was called, but I knew it from Family Guy. Because in the Star Wars piss takes, they have all the screams and stuff like that from that. So I was like, oh, fucking hell, I noticed that straight away. So I was like, that's a genuinely cool fact. Then it says great suitcases. long ass driving shots. I know, 'cause it's like best it's part quite, of 3 hours long, and they really draw out all the footage.
Is that
a Tarantino thing, though? Is that like part of his fucking thing?
It's very LA, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, when you go to LA, it's fucking driving.
Polanski's driving through the hills.
Yeah, but you mean they don't cut it out? They leave it going.
It's a long part of the journey.
When he picks up the girl and stuff like that. It's like, I've only seen it once. I could watch that again, actually. I might watch that this week. Can I hear that? Sorry.
That's it. Yeah.
Nice.
It's unused in so many things.
When
I think that is a time.
When we were there, obviously, because we were in the Hollywood Hills, weren't we? We watched it. Well, cozy.
That was brilliant.
So go on.
But yeah, also all those fixed shots, like on the back of the backs of the cars, was class. I thought. And I wrote here: actors playing actors is weird.
Yeah, it's good, great concept.
It's always a weird,
quite meta.
It's like a double thing, isn't it? I don't know. It kind of
Capri was amazing in that.
Hashed me out.
So good.
Then speaking of him, when he's coughing in the fucking makeup trailer, I felt physically very uncomfortable because he's coughing. It's horrible.
It's like sort of showing him being like ill health and drinking, smoking, sort of at the end of his like.
I was meant to insert the name. You know, have you noticed that all over? All over LA, but Hollywood in particular, there's those like red, deep red kind of blossom type flowers everywhere.
Yeah.
And I just thought, that was nice. Because it reminded me of being there a couple of weeks ago. That's all. I was meant to insert the name of them there. Then when my man, when Brad Pitt goes up to fix the antenna.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. On his gaff.
Oh, yeah, he's ripped to sin.
But he does parkour to get on the road.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
I thought that was funny.
My scene, though.
Next part here. The name Brad Pitt still makes me laugh because you said it's rhyming slang for shit.
Just going for a Brad.
Good for a Brad Pitt.
Just nipping for a Brad Pitt. That always makes me laugh.
That's the one I used.
Carnation, the milk keeps popping up everywhere in the film. Don't know if anyone picks up on that.
Mm.
He's always drinking the time.
He's always drinking it, and the carnation vans keep going past. I'm sure loads of people will really enjoy that fact. this is my last note on it was just the because it's like it's set in like the 60s, isn't it?
Yeah.
But there was a shot that was like several minutes long where they're driving through Hollywood
down the Sunset Strip.
Every fucking street is decked out with the OG cars, every like attention to detail.
No, exactly what you see. The night scene with all the neon lights and stuff.
A bit like
that.
The Honey Sweet Music video.
Yeah. There's a 2013 Citroen C3. Then the next one here is I had acute back pain and I had it all day yesterday. And I just needed to sleep, and it was like several hours into it. So I was hoping to finish it off this morning, but fucking Prime didn't work. So I got ChatGPT to summarise the rest of it for me. It says, in the latter half of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, tensions rise as the lives of Rick Dalton, Cliff Booth and Sharon Tate become entwined with the Manson family. Because I realise it's obviously a take on the whole situation which happened with
him. It's like the alternate thing about what actually happened.
The film culminates in an alternate reality twist at Tate's residence, providing a unique and unexpected conclusion to the narrative. So I was like, well, what is that? Because I didn't see it. So I asked, I said to chat.
Oh, so you didn't see that final scene?
No.
That's the best bit.
I know, I need to, well, my Prime fucking jost it, didn't I?
It's so like
I
classic Tarantino when it just goes absolutely mental.
Have you seen it, or do you know what happens?
No.
Watch that.
Watch that. It's worth it.
Yeah.
We'll pause it there.
I know that's his thing. And it's like the last one. What was the last fucking...
Glorious Bastards.
No, the one...
That goes mental.
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you just like... At the end, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. No, the last bit's fucking amazing.
Well, you know, I enjoyed it. Up to now,
without seeing the last bit, out of 10?
We'll go fairly high because it was...
You didn't say anything negative then?
No. It was like, it was nice to have the reference of literally just being...
You've been there, yeah.
Like the Laurel Canyon and all the different fucking cool parts of the hills and stuff. But I'll come back to the...
Okay, the rain. Thing.
Oh, yeah. You know, it was good. Feet.
Straight away.
Mm-hmm. On like the dashboard, though, when she gets in the car. It's fucking, what a film, man. Anyone else got any little bits? Do what I want? Any little sections?
What? I've got a negative YouTube comment. Let's find one then.
Here we go. I've got something before we do that.
Oh, go on then.
Look at this. I found this on Twitter.
Put
someone
on
said, thought you had a new merch with Josh's face on it. Have you seen that? Looks like Josh is on a t-shirt.
Let's see.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. It's on your that, t-shirt.
Who the fuck
would like that?
Who the fuck would buy that?
I think we should make it as a t-shirt now.
We do it. We've had a few emails.
People have been saying do podcast merch. Should we do something?
We'll get on that. Yeah, we'll get on that. Maybe we should get on it before Christmas. No. In stocking fillers.
Please buy Withenshaw tickets and not merch.
So I had a quick look just then just to find something and
you
I found...
It. You don't have to look far, do you?
Well, to do this after the breakup, our latest single.
Oh.
I've got something on that as well.
Adam Waples, 7 days ago, said, awful song, awful band, sounds like a 10-year-old wrote it.
Cheers.
Good, that one, isn't it? Cutting.
Shit.
You got it?
How old was Weller when he wrote...
Tom Cornwell is 16, 11. 17.
No, it's not quite 10.
Do you get 10-year-olds at the right tunes? Is that kid, didn't they use like...
How old was Miles? What's his face?
Newson, yeah.
How old was what's his face? Bus Stop?
Oh, no, yeah, you do get...
15.
Is he 15?
Fucking 15?
Yeah. Mozart.
Yeah, Jesus. George Michael wrote Careless Whisper when he was really young.
Yeah, I was going to say. So, age doesn't really have anything to do with it. What was his name again?
Adam Waples. Adam That's Waples. A stupid surname, isn't it? Keep that in, I don't care.
Okay.
That's always funny, isn't it?
It's not his fault, it's his fault to comment nasty things.
Yeah, it's banter, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ogden's a bit of a weird name. There you go. Yeah. Evened it out.
That was so offy, that man. So offy.
An eye for an eye, two for a two.
Yeah, fucking is what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, sad.
Careful, I've got another one.
Okay.
This made me laugh. This is
Would
not.
You care for another one?
Well done. The unified field. This is not a negative YouTube. It's made me laugh. Never do a big fart in a latex suit. Because of fucking latex
fucking
like, I just worked out that's what he means.
That's a good one, that.
Yeah, because it's like ball it's, fucking inflates.
Well done.
I've got one.
No, sorry, one more on Careful. Yeah.
I like that
Brad Collins, I do. Brad Collins, 2450. When they started off, they were good. Absolute garbage now.
2-4-5 no.
That's quite cutting that.
2-4-5 no.
I'm having that.
Thank you.
Fucking hell.
Garbage.
That was fucking stupid.
Fucking hell. There's this one here on the, you know, the tour bus.
The American one in Chicago.
Oh, what? The tour. I know.
Someone sent Millie Anderson.
It's good.
Millie Anderson sent this. The video, basically.
We've been out for a couple of pints, haven't we? We had a bit of confidence.
So basically, Millie Anderson sent this in on the email, which the email is
blossomspubcast@gmail.com.
Thanks, Miles. And this guy.
It's scurvy off this.
Viking in Space 4881. Said,
sweet.
Tour buses used to be full of drugs, alcohol, and women. Now it's tea, vegan food, pasty looking dudes.
That's obviously at me.
Do you know what's funny?
For fuck's sake.
Do you know what's dead funny? It's actually, he's right. Yeah.
Fucking Jesus. Let me see it. Well, it's because I'm leading it, aren't I? Fuck
so was it used to be full of drugs, alcohol, and women. Pasty looking dude.
I am sorry, pasty man. Looking, to be fair.
We're all on it, to be fair. It's
well, fuck
Miles.
It. He's never going to go on a tour bus anyway.
We've had each end of the spectrum out. We've had Charlie looking orange and fucking Josh looking pasty.
Well, it's no surprise
dudes,
there, is
to be
it?
Fair, we're all fucking pasty.
One, I'm pasty as fuck.
Read the one underneath.
What does it say? Bush.
What the fuck?
I just said Bosh.
This is not a negative YouTube comment. This I've just gone on my screenshot because that's why I had the negative YouTube comments. And this is, so you know, we're in the box at City. You imagine like, it's quite, they bring like gorgeous food out and stuff, don't they?
Man, your night is today.
Yeah. Bring out gorgeous food.
It's quite Andrea, isn't it? I'm trying to big up to then show you what Joe had on his plate.
Oh, is it shit? What the
fuck.
Fucking hell. How school dinners is that?
That's there, sad, that explain dude. What it was.
Is it a goujon?
It's two chicken goujons with a bit of barbecue sauce.
Mate, they were fucking
five
well
chips
nice.
And one sausage.
you need to go for. You know, it was because they had that. They had like
a spread
goujons and that.
Did you think you'd get poisoned?
No, they had a meat pie.
No, I did. Poison, I'm, that, I'm so doing you the dirt. Yeah, you had a nice meat pie, so, but that when you put that on your plate, I was like, I've got to take a photo.
Yeah,
of that.
Proper Charlie Chalk.
It was,
slushy.
What I said exactly. That it tastes. It was
didn't you?
Fucking yeah, well. How nice them goujons.
They were.
That was my starter. That
yeah, chicken salad.
That's fair.
It's really. I love that. I love going to see.
Fucking hell.
Should we go into some fan emails?
I thought you were going to say something else. Yeah.
We've got a few more sections before that.
Oh,
so
sorry. Go on, Miles.
I'm going to lead it on and don't know what I'm saying. Shit.
Gone from the vest back to the controller.
Yeah,
yeah.
What would you do?
Oh, I forgot about this one.
What would you do?
I'd do it for you.
What would you do?
It's an hypothetical look.
What would you do?
Hypothetical look.
Nice fun one to start with. $10 million is yours.
No, it's dollars.
But you are a pig for a year. A sorcerer looking for a little bit of fun offers you $10 million in exchange for casting a spell on you that will turn you into a wild pig. Once the money is in your account, you will immediately turn into a pig, but retain all of her human memories. No human knows it's you, but you might be able to communicate that. Your family will find your clothes and think you've disappeared. The only way out is to run wild for a year. Wild pigs get hunted and you might get shot or trapped. It's gone quite dark there.
Someone's going to try and eat you, aren't they?
Yeah.
Damn.
You'll have to find all your food yourself. You also taste really good.
Bacon is good.
Yeah.
For me.
It's nearly done this. Quite long-winded this. You'll more than likely mate or be mated to by a wild herd. I mean, it's true, isn't it? This is what people is think the they own animals,
fucking
but
medically true.
Vegetarian, fucking. They don't. When you turn back into a human, you'll be naked until you rejoin society. Do you
all
dare?
These catches along
how do
way.
You survive? So this is $10 million, but you're a pig for a year.
Right,
I couldn't be arsed.
I just couldn't be arsed, but yeah.
Nah, it's not worth $10 million. That. Sorry,
Chazzy's.
How much is it worth?
You're going to be a pig.
It's got to
be
a bill. It's worth anything.
It's got to be a billion, I think. It's
no,
be
even something. That.
Got be you might die. So if you could die, if someone went,
it's not
live
worth
or
anything.
Pay him, if you, do you know what I mean? You'd pay to live.
$1 billion.
Nah. Yeah. I can't be arsed. It wouldn't make me happy.
So Charlie.
You know why?
You're halfway there anyway. So it's
always a methodical answer with Charles.
The pigs find truffles, don't they?
They do, yeah.
So I'd be a pig in France and I'd be kept. I'd live a life of luxury.
You got to get to France, so though. Where do you wake up as the pig?
He said, no, he says where you are now. So one day you just
Merlise.
Gone. Your clothes are there. And then
the wild
pig of Merlise.
Then you would get a fucking tuck. People would be like, why the fuck is pig here? So Eurostar you're getting on.
I'm running the Eurostar.
Pig in the gaff.
Pig
absolutely
the city,
fat.
How good's that?
Didn't Kate want to get a pet pig?
Yeah.
Just go in.
You remember that pig I held?
Yeah, we'll look after
it. Yeah, you can
we.
Sorted.
Cleft palate pig.
Cleft palate
pig.
Oh,
shit.
It was so
that was
cute.
How long did they survive
as a pet? That's a good point what you said, though. You'd be able to find someone who would look after you.
I'd go to like the Green Party.
Someone online.
Like,
strategically, though.
Withenshaw Park. They've got a little petting zoo there.
Ah, they have, yeah.
You have to remember, you have the speed and the agileness of a pig. You have the mind of a human, but the body of a pig, so you can think like a human and
pig
evade
rapid,
all the
pigs
shit.
Pigs are really intelligent.
I think you'd be able to do it then. Right. Thinking about it.
So you'd go.
You could time it so you got you came on at Withenshaw Park as did a million quid was done.
Do you know what I'm
and then you went on.
You could transform
naked.
As a naked.
Do you know what on a mad one?
Class.
On a mad one, if you did go to somewhere like Merlise or something as a pig, I think there'd be a media storm, wouldn't they?
The local Gazette.
Friends of Merlise Field would look after
you.
That's
what I'm saying. Because of that, they're not just going to go, here's the pig, right, let's fucking slaughter it. Do you know what I mean? They'd be like, look after it.
Man Diesel might smoke
you. You go to a pig sanctuary and stuff like that.
You'd be in the fridge in the post office, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Links.
What, sausage links?
No, Metro.
Links Metro.
I'd be the packet that someone would pick up and go, yeah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Oh.
Well, leading on, and this is a bit dark, from pigs, meals. You are on death row.
Jesus.
Last meal.
What will your last meal be, Josh?
Pig. No. last meal. I go back to my lockdown classic of an 8 mile walk and a small bowl of Special K.
Right.
They were dark times, man.
Just do that for a laugh.
Chaz?
Come back to me.
What? Meal before you die?
Yeah, you're allowed any meal, aren't you?
I know what I'm having if you don't know.
Probably do a roast. I've said, Matt has said, have we done this before?
Do what?
No.
Roast's a good one.
What
but
else
it's,
do I like?
It's hard, isn't it, to get it right? Like, if I had a
maybe
roast,
a curry.
You know when you get a bad roast?
Yeah.
Do when you get a bad roast?
Karahai.
Yeah. Lamb cry, please.
Do when you get a bad roast? It's fucking shit,
it's
isn't
sucks,
it?
Oh, yeah, you'd have to be a shit up one.
So if I got a bad one, I'd be for you. I might go Mackie's, you know.
No. Really?
You don't get cheesy. To go.
Do you know what I think might be good? Do you
dry.
Go... Yeah, do you go for like a... Do you go for a twit? Do you go for some shit?
Like sweat?
Because your last meal. I
no,
mean, something...
fucking hell. You're not asked about your health, are you?
No, but I'm saying so much shit is in a shit meal, so you're not, when you're eating your last thing, going, I'm never going to taste this again. It's the last time. Do you go for something wank and go, oh, fucking get me gone?
Nah, do you know what I mean? Like
food poisoning.
Psychology.
Get fish.
Yeah, me, yeah, have a little fish. I'd shit myself. That's the problem.
Charlie, what are you saying?
I'd just go for like a really, really boss, like Chateaubriand. All the trimmings.
Yes.
Hawks cream more. Spinach. Something better than that. If there is anything.
Wow. I think there's not, but Hawksmoor's fucking unreal.
Shit hot, isn't it?
Well, being a vegetarian, I would have, and you're not going to expect this, Doner meat vindaloo.
Yeah.
Oh, it's your last.
Can you imagine a Doner meat vindaloo with a load of keema? Keema naan. They're dead. I'm dead.
This is the fan bit. This is the fan bit.
Just reminded me that's I Can't Stand It.
Yeah.
I might do a how I wrote.
Ooh.
I Can't Stand It.
Next
because we got a comment on one of the things like break down I Can't Stand It because someone's like, I know you're influenced by Eternal Sunshine. So I might do it.
Do it.
What, fans. On a podcast or one of the videos?
No, for like online.
The video ones?
Yeah, like the video ones.
You've just let that slip.
Look out for that, it's good. I've got an update from the unofficial official sponsorship.
Ah, yeah.
That was good as well. Yeah, I was stood up with fucking great. That is.
So,
get some Joe
Evans.
Well.
I had some of them at the box yesterday. They were really good.
SRE 00?
Yeah.
Joe Evans.
00.
Are you ready?
Flower.
Yes, lads. Absolutely mega. You read out my email. Made my day, that.
You got it.
It's not hard, is it? Thank you. Glad we have a mutual dislike of Madrid. Fake Spanish piss.
Yeah, I don't like that stuff.
You don't mind Madrid, though, do you, Joe?
Hang on a minute.
I don't mind Madrid. It's the fact they've lied.
It's Carlin. Yeah,
I wouldn't mind if they lied.
Do you know the produce hall in Stockport? Right? They've got all the lagers. I've seen this on Stockport Pints story yesterday. Got all the lagers on the chalkboard, aren't they?
Yeah.
The origins of the lagers, like Birra Moretti, Italy, Alhambra, Spain, Madrid, Spanish lager. It's false advertising.
Do we have any concrete evidence on this?
Nah, to be fair, Trent. It's terrible.
Yeah, but do we actually have any concrete evidence? Is it going dispatches? Do you know what I mean?
Maybe we should carry on. Yeah.
Sorry.
Let me know where I can get some beer to you, and I've already sorted that out. I've emailed him. I have plenty of merch.
Sorry, does he work for Asahi?
I think so, yeah.
Who are Asahi owned by again?
Daily Wines.
That's a fucking wine job.
I
expect
that you're waiting then, aren't you?
They're owned by...
Is it Stella?
No, I think Asahi own...
No, there's a blanket one, isn't there?
No, I think the Asahi own the other ones.
InBev.
Anyway, he's put, I have plenty of merch, in brackets, including something a bit special for Joe and Tom. And I might even have a cap as well.
It'd be like City Lovely, Josh.
Yeah.
Next cap
up,
would be nice.
Well, he said, next up, I'll get to work on getting you guys into the Asahi box at the Etihad to do a podcast before a City game.
Ooh,
now,
that would be boss.
Cool.
That's what he said as well. Here's a start of something beautiful, unofficial, official sponsorship.
This is clashing up.
Fucking love that.
Like
cheers, Joe. Evans.
Thank you very much, mate.
Appreciate it, dude.
I've got in touch with him and I've emailed him, so...
Speaking of which... Get your tickets, folks.
quite sexual out there, you know.
Let me have a look on my camera one sec.
What for?
Says camera connection lost. Got it.
Go on. I had another one and it made me laugh. Oh, I can't believe I lost it.
This is just one nice one to read out with it being Christmas and that. Hi lads, loving the podcasts/podcasts. Just a quick note to let you know, next week on Six Music, I'm picking 5 Christmas songs for Chris Hawkins. And I've chosen Christmas Eve Sole Purpose.
Oh, tune. Do you know what I was going to say? We should mention that.
Keep up the great work from Paul Hibbert.
Yeah, we have. We've got a Christmas tune for them people who don't know.
Yeah, too.
Good video. We'll post that this week, actually.
We'll post. Thanks, Paul. What about the little In the Round one that you did?
Found. Boss, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get that up. I found the one. It's from Matthew Terry. And Josh, suppose it's more...
Love chocolate oranges.
Shite.
Everyone was disappointed then.
I know, I was. It was slightly bullying as well, I'm sorry.
why are you looking at me, Joe?
He said, lads, love the podcast. Listening from the States. Probably the only one.
Yeah, I was last week.
Oh yeah, two people.
Left it on in the pub, didn't he?
Yeah.
Anyway, quick question for you all. But are you ever going to get Tommy Harrison on one of these days?
Should we get Tommy on for a laugh?
Yeah,
I've saw someone else has emailed saying, asking how, it's funny, they say, everyone, how did you meet your other halves? And they go, and Josh, how did you meet Tommy? Not how I met my other half.
Give us the story on how you met.
He said, we'll save that for when Tommy comes in.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's actually get Tommy on the podcast.
He's come up a handful of times since the podcast started, and he's got a sort of mythical aura around him at this point.
But then it's like
it feels inevitable. Looking forward to seeing you whenever you come back to New York.
It'd be funny, won't it?
Actually, Tommy's got a pretty interesting vibe now, hasn't he?
He's smashing it. There's a magazine article that he's in, and he's named the next big thing in the painting world.
Wow, yeah, he's a painter and decorator.
And he does exteriors, interiors, sheds, fences.
No, he's a very, 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 very talented artist.
Well, I'll
get him on.
We'll get him on. Yeah, be funny.
What is there a type? What do you call it? Oil on canvas?
It's just he's an oil painter.
Oil painter. He's unreal. Like he's thinking about it. He's unreal. Unreal. That's good. That
yeah,
well
he is. Big shout out.
I've got another one. Harvey Sparks,
the electrician.
Do you know what Harvey Sparks sounds like? Somebody sort stuff out for you, really.
Yeah.
Like, oh, do you know what? We've got a leaking roof at the moment at the yard. Sparks will sort it. To be fair, if there are any roofers in Stockport who deal with corrugated roofs,
sort us out.
Yeah.
Get in touch.
Please.
Tweet us and email us because we need to get a roof.
Got a leak.
But hi, lads. I'm a fan. Love the tunes and the gigs. I still won't forgive Miles for not giving us...
Oh, Joe's dead. Right, we're going to have
to... Come here.
If yours is like that, then all of them will be.
No, I think mine had a little bit of low battery. Okay. He said, I still won't forgive Miles for not giving us a fact when I held up a sign at Reading. But these things
You've
happen.
You've retired the fact, haven't you?
He did see it. Tight you, mate.
How do you know? Why don't you give him one?
Because it's not Joe give us a fact, is it?
You've got mics, I don't.
Why is he retired? I'm thinking of wise words.
Anyway,
sorry.
He said he wanted to ask the story behind Love Talk and if the muffled intro on the recording was intentional or not. Good tune either way. Harvey, Brighton.
What's the muffled intro?
Then it comes in with the Omnicord, doesn't it?
Oh no, it's your vocals got like a telephone effect on it. On the intro,
before.
And then it comes in.
Ah, yeah, that was intentional.
It's just a filter.
That's like a production thing from Skelly and Rich, probably.
Do you want me to put it on now so you can hear it?
Dun, 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 no, I know exactly. Dun, 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 dun. That's probably my favourite tune off.
You'll like you.
It's a really good tune, though.
I'll give it a little insight that for nerds, because.
Nerds.
There's a song.
Fucking nerd.
There's a song that Skelly sent me, probably in 2017, and it's by the Chromatics. I've got no signal. It's a song by the Chromatics. I think it's called Shadow. That inspired it. That song.
Oh, nice.
I was listening to that, and I was like, actually, fucking put it on, make sure it's not too similar. No, I don't think it is. So that kind of world of that song inspired it, and the lyrically, I was just got with Katie, and it's about being away on tour, and just kind of. You're just a flight away and all that kind of stuff. So that's where that comes from. The other specific part of the song I think is worth mentioning, the dum da da dum bit, that was Charlie's idea.
It's from, if anyone's seen Napoleon Dynamite, there's a tune at the end called The Promise by When in Rome. play it for you now.
It's in C as well, I think. Yeah.
What's that?
Put on the Chromatics one, just quickly.
Isn't it also, is it S Club? What's that tragedy song? It's like that as well.
Yeah.
It's like that.
It's nice hearing the influence, isn't it?
But yeah. Chromatics.
I had the song title, Love Talk, first though. So that was kind of...
Is it Tick of the Clock, no?
No, it's called Shadow.
Tick of the Clock. Do you want an...
Got, there's like a similar melody, I think, which I kind of was like... Do you know what I mean? You can see the pace is kind of similar to that, isn't it?
Mm, that's boss. Oh, yeah.
That is kind of what I was listening to. You're just a flight away.
Whilst on songs, that was a very good insight. The Beatles, Hi, again, says Beth McKenzie. What do you all think about the new Beatles song? Cheers.
Love it.
Good tune, isn't it?
Yeah, emotional.
Yeah, I really like it.
The video's a bit fucking mad.
I've not seen the video, but I've seen the...
Yeah,
I
did.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
I've seen the like 15-minute documentary. That's was good. Crying me. Oh, honestly.
Lame.
Well, I've seen it. When he goes, and then we lost George and that. Yeah. Like, fuck's sake, man.
I put the drums on, Paul put the bass on.
Impression.
Could I say who was that? Didn't know Beatles were Scottish.
Anyone heard the full demo of that?
Yeah.
It's different. It's not gone.
Watch your foot there, Chase.
You can still get it.
You can still get it. Hi, everyone. This is from Eva. Hi, everyone. Thank you for the podcast. They crack me up. Thank you.
You got it.
Thank you. Thank you for the podcast. They crack me up. Stockport is understandably very special to you all. But where else in the UK, or indeed the world, would you choose to live if you ever left? Thanks. And then she's put, by the way, I can't stop listening to your rendition of Talk Tonight on YouTube. It's beautiful. Also, the comments about Miles' shaker percussion skills are quite funny.
Yeah, I've seen that.
They are lazy. Quite funny.
Do you remember we rehearsed that in a hotel room?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can't remember where we were, but we rehearsed it probably in London.
Just jet setters.
No, I don't. Was you on top? We rehearsed it in a hotel room. We all went to someone's room. Yeah. And we took the amp.
Yeah.
Because you played it on an Alecky, didn't you?
Anyway, yeah, Stockport, very special to us, obviously. Is there anywhere else in the world you'd like to live?
New York, I would probably do a stint in.
I'd love to do a stint in New York, yeah.
That'd be my one.
I'd like to live in Italy.
Yeah, at least. I'd love the lakes, to be fair.
Somewhere on the Med,
lakes
anyway.
Are good.
I love the lakes, me.
Or the other extreme would be somewhere like a farm in Scotland or something like that.
Yeah,
Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Chaz, what's the cameras shaking all over? Probably do a stint in Denton.
Denton Rock.
Fucking hate Denton
Rock.
Turn
into an apartment.
Joe does my fucking head in.
Denton Rock.
You don't need to. I've always fucking hated Denton Rock. It's a fucking eyesore.
Any other questions? Any quick fire ones? Is there any like games or anything?
Tom's game.
Tom's games. someone's actually offered a service.
Well, the title says "Forgive Me" and A.S. Gallagher. I presume it's to do with the music.
I've read it.
Morning, fellas.
What's
just
his name?
Matt Griffin, Peter's cousin. Thank you.
Well done.
Morning, fellas. Just fully caught up with the pod. Makes me laugh how people say the pod. With the pod as the bonus episode with the music video cast. It seemed to go under my radar. Loved the video, no doubt. And Ace was a great person to have on set. But I got a stabbing pain in my chest when she announced herself as script supervisor. Especially after hearing early editing work Tom was going to have to do anyway. I don't get that.
So basically, well, it becomes apparent.
Rather than fester in bitterness, this festive period, as a long-time fan, I want to give something back to you all. Thank you for the gigs, festival pods, and all the rest of it. So when you next take charge of your own music video, I'd love to offer my...
5 mince pies.
My services as a professional trained and accredited script supervisor. Ah. It should make yours and your editor's life much easier. Happy to make myself available to you in the country or the rest of the world with enough notice. All my best, looking forward to a new album.
Well, I'm working on this script at the minute, so...
But there you go.
Well, so what's he saying?
So basically, it makes me laugh how you don't get stuff like that. He's a script... That's his job.
Script supervisor.
He's a
script
he saying? He could have helped that and didn't do?
No, he's basically saying that because Aeneas did it, he's got a stamp in because he didn't do it. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So he's saying that next time he'd love to offer his services to us.
Fair enough.
What do you think about that, Tom?
Fair play, yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for sending in your emails and
what's the
kind
email, Miles?
Words.
Do you actually...
Have you got one more funny one to sign it off with?
I thought this one was quite fun. It just says jizz, then it says hello, nerds.
To the chat.
Like, I don't actually...
Send that
like,
to the chat.
Hello, nerds.
It's just a picture of us. Yeah, fuck it.
Miles, what's the email to send stuff in? blossomspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you.
Live from Blossoms HQ.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.